Everyone, welcome back to Reading with the Bookworm. This is Delaney, as you can tell, I hope. Sorry I haven't posted in a while. I only posted my first podcast ever, the beginning, and then I don't know what happened, honestly. I guess I just got busy. I don't know. But sorry, I'm back and better than ever. Happy 4th of July. It's 4th of July where I am. I don't know where any of you are. So, yeah. It is currently 12:01 here in Madison, Mississippi, while I am recording this. Because, you know, I just felt in the mood to record a podcast. I mean, who doesn't at midnight? That's just my craziness coming out. So, I don't really know what I'm going to do during this little podcast, but I think that I'm going to give a book review and read the first chapter of A Week of Mondays. So let's get into it. Okay, so the book review naturally is going to be A Week of Mondays. Now I know what you're thinking. You've never heard of the book. Well, okay. I don't know what you're thinking, if I'm being completely honest, but I freaking loved this book. Like, I'm not even kidding. A Week of Mondays was just an amazing book. And, you know, at first I was kind of skeptical, but I don't even remember whenever I read this book, if I'm being honest. I didn't read it this year. I think I read this book, it's 2019, so I think I read it 2 years ago, so maybe 2017. Wait, let's see when it came out, because, you know, I'm not sure. But, you know, I paid 18 good old American dollars for this book, so I'm glad it was good. It was published in 2016. So, yeah, I think 2017 is the right year that I read it. But I absolutely fell in love with this book. I went in being a little skeptical because if you see the, if you go on the internet and like Barnes & Noble or something and you type in A Week of Mondays by Jessica Brody, or I think it's Brody how you say her last name, you see the cover, or I saw the cover that I have, and it's a cover with a planner on it, and then like when those, little photo strip things that you get from like one of those photo booths in the mall or like at Chuck E. Cheese or something. Or we might just have Chuck E. Cheese in Mississippi. I don't even know. But it's one of those and it has four pictures on it. And it's the pictures are of the same girl and guy, except the guy is in the same outfit and the girl is in different ones. So I was like, okay. And then I read the back. And, you know, I got the hardcover because that was the only one that they had. So, you know, it was some good 18 American dollars. But I got the hardcover and I read the back and it says, sometimes it takes a whole week of Mondays to figure out what you really want. And then when I made the wish, I just wanted a do-over. Another chance to make things right. I never in a million years thought it might actually come true. So I was like, so that kind of intrigued me a little. I was like, okay then, okay. So, and then on the front cover, it says, some Mondays feel like they're never going to end. And I was like, true that girl. So I was like, might want to check this out. So then I opened the front cover and I read what it was about. And this is the I'm sorry if I'm going to mess up words. I mean, it's 12:05 right now. And it's just, it's been one of those days. So it says, the synopsis. There we go, the synopsis. You know, I'm still not saying it right, but it's okay. The description, there we go. The description of the book goes like this. 16-year-old Ellison Sparks is having a serious case of the Mondays. She gets a ticket for running a red light. She manages to take the world's worst school picture. She bombs her class election speech. And, to top it off, Tristan, her gorgeous rocker boyfriend, suddenly dumps her. For no good reason. As far as Mondays go, it doesn't get much worse than this. And Ellie is positive that if she could just do it all over again, she would get it right. So when she wakes up the next morning to find she's reliving the exact same day, she knows what she has to do. Stop her boyfriend from breaking up with her. But it seems that no matter how many do-overs she gets, or how hard Ellie tries to repair their relationship, Tristan is always set on ending it. Will Ellie ever figure out how to fix this broken day, or will she be stuck in this nightmare of a Monday forever? Now, you know, I want to say I know what you're thinking, but I really don't know what you're thinking, so we're just going to say what I'm thinking, or what I was thinking whenever I read the description. I'm not going to try to say the S word. But I was like, ooh, dang, that sounds good. So then I was like, okay, I guess I'll spend my money on this, and we'll test this out. So I was like, okay, what are we going to do? So I read the book. This book is how many pages long? Hold on. I'm looking. No, that's just the questions, I think. Yeah, acknowledgments. This book is 451 pages long. And I read this in like a week and a half, I think. And you know, at this time, it was 2 years ago, and 2 years ago I was in, no, it might have been 3 years ago, you know what, I'm not sure, I read this in the 7th or 8th grade, and, you know, I've read big books since, like, the 5th grade, but it was freaking amazing that I got through almost a 500-page book in a week and a half. That's how good it was to me. And, you know, I haven't read it since, but it's sitting on my shelf, and I'm just like, it's so beautiful. But, so I read this in, like, a week and a half, and it started off, okay, wait. Y'all are going to get to hear this book if you continue to, you know, I almost said watch, listen to my podcast. But it starts off. Okay, Delaney, just take a deep breath. Don't get ahead of yourself, okay? They're not going anywhere, hopefully. Lord. Okay, so, the contents go like this. They are broken up into each Monday, and there are 7 Mondays. So, for example, on the contents page, on the first contents page, it says the first Monday. And then right below that, the first chapter in the first section, the first Monday, I hope you were able to keep up, is Mountain High, Valley Low. And then it goes to the next section, talking about my generation. And, you know, it keeps going like that. So I opened up the page to Mountain High, Valley Low. And I was like, and I read it, and I was like, oh, okay, this sounds pretty good. And, you know, I read through the first Monday. Everything was good. I was like, oh my gosh, why would he break up with her, you know? And then I read through the second Monday. And I was like, and the girl, okay, you know what, let me stop. She didn't know what was happening. I'm so bad about spoiling stuff for people that it's terrible. Like, it's bad. So I'm just gonna stop myself, and I'm gonna be like, I freaking loved this book. Let me just make a quick Google search, you know what I mean? You know, go to that handy dandy Goodreads and see what what is it called? Oh my gosh. I'm literally blanking. See, this is why you don't make podcasts at midnight. because you don't know how to talk. To see how I reviewed the book. There we go. There we flip and go. Because, you know, I just can't talk. This fine July 5th. You know, whenever I started this podcast, it was the 4th. But guess what? Now it's July 5th. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's go to my review. I'm sorry, it's quiet, I know, I'm sorry. Okay, it's a contemporary. All right. Okay, here we go. We got it. Okay, Jessica Brody, I love her writing style because it just made the contemporary novel just that so much more interesting to read, because Ellie is, to me, she's kind of predictable, but in the sense of not being predictable, if that makes any sense. In the story, it was well developed and intriguing. And although, like, it looks big, you can read it quickly. That's how good it is. And, you know, she kept experiencing Monday over and over again until she got it right. And she thought that her goal was to get Tristan to not break up with her. But in the end, it had something entirely different that was her goal. And I just kept turning the page. I was like, oh my gosh, why is she going through all these Mondays? I was like, she's wasting a whole week of her life. Like, what is happening? And then I got to the end and I figured out why she was experiencing Monday over and over again for an entire week. And I was like, holy flipping crap. I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Like, I did not expect the ending at all. But then again, I was like in eighth grade and I've developed in my way of reading, if that makes any sense. So if I read this today for the first time, I'm sure I could have like guessed it a little bit. And I think I did guess the ending a little in, what's it called? In the eighth grade. But it kind of threw me for a loop, if that makes any sense. And I liked Ellie a lot because she was an overachieving student. She was on the student government, softball team, top grades, hard classes. She had a busy academic and social life. And, you know, it kind of describes me, but not at all. You know what I mean? Like, I'm overachieving. I'm not on student government. I'm not into athletic sports or whatever. Like, I don't even go to the games at my school. I do take hard classes. I don't really have a social life, if that makes any sense. Which is kind of sad, if I'm being honest. But I think a lot of people can relate, because I'm shy, like, in front of people and stuff. But whenever I get on this podcast, I'm like, yo, 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 DJ in the house. Those are my initials, by the way. So I'm just like, woohoo, I'm like out there. Quirky to the max. My friends don't even know I have this podcast because they would flip and flip. So, okay, back to the book review. Oh my God. So I liked her a lot, and because of us having similarities, I was able to relate to her a lot, except I've never had a boyfriend. I'm in the 11th grade. Never been kissed, never had a boyfriend. Isn't that sad? Like, oh my gosh. I need to get a move on things. Just kidding. So, whenever Tristan breaks up with her, she's in denial because he doesn't give her a good reason as to why he dumped her. And then, I didn't like Tristan at all. Like, you're gonna see as I read this book, you're not going to like him at all. But I liked how Ellie never gave up. Like, she persevered and tried all these different things. And you're going to know what I'm talking about whenever I start reading the book. But she tried all of these different things to try and keep him from breaking up with her. And I don't know, I just kind of liked her persistence and how she never gave up, even though it kept not working out. And then each Monday was different from the first. So that was an experiencing aspect whenever I was reading this book, because, you know, some contemporary novels, they just kind of repeat, like, the novels to where one character lives a day over and over again, trying to, while the universe is trying to set them on the correct path, the author normally doesn't do a very good job of developing the series of repeating days, because the same thing just kind of happens over and over. And in A Week of Mondays, Jessica Brody did a really good job of making each Monday different, because I never knew what Ellie was going to do. Like, I never knew what to expect. And it was just really entertaining. Like, whenever I'm reading stuff or watching videos or whatever, I don't laugh out loud. Like, I kind of do the breathing hard through the nose thing. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Like, the, like that. But this book had me laughing out loud at some of the stuff that Ellie did. I was like, girl, you are embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me. So I was like, ooh. But each Monday was different and crazier than the previous Monday. And Ellie grows a lot during each Monday, because she's experiencing different things and learning things about her and about Tristan. And although the book takes place during just 7 days, she matures a lot in those 7 days. And as she's maturing, she's starting to figure out what her goal is, and she's not allowed to go on to Tuesday until she gets the Monday right. But Ellie has a best friend named Owen. She picks him up each morning to go to school. And that's where we see most of their interactions together, is in the car on the way to school. And I freaking loved Owen. Like, I loved him. He was so relatable in some ways. He's a little strange and quirky, which, you know, I like that because I'm strange and quirky myself. And I would love to have him as a best friend, honestly. Like, if I could grab Owen out of this book and, like, him be my best friend, and we go through life obstacles together, I would freaking be golden. Like, not even joking. He is so sweet. So sweet. I'm going to try to say this word again. Synopsis. There we go. Yes, there we go. So, as mentioned in the synopsis, Tristan keeps breaking up with Ellie, and Ellie keeps trying to get back with Tristan. Well, no, she keeps trying to make him stay with her. But, okay, that's a spoiler. Never mind. I loved the ending. Okay. I don't have any more words, honestly. But one thing that I didn't like is Owen not being mentioned, or, like, us not having enough Owen time, if you know what I mean. Because Ellie was so focused on keeping Tristan that Owen was just kind of like an afterthought. And I didn't really like that, because I really liked Owen. Okay, excuse me. I'm going to take a break because I'm getting parched and my throat is getting dry. So sorry if there's like a big gulp in the next 5 seconds. Okay, we better. So I didn't like that part. I wanted more Owen. I would so recommend this book. It was such a cute contemporary. And after reading this Jessica Brody book, I think that I would read another one of hers if she came out with one similar to this, like another contemporary. But out of 5 stars, I would probably give this a 4.5 because, you know, I'm really picky with my 5 stars. And yeah, you know. So it was such a good one. It made me feel good. It was relatable because I'm in high school, they're in high school. Ellie was kind of similar to me. I liked Owen because he was similar to me in some of his quirkiness. But I just loved it. And for a while, I liked Mondays because of this book, you know. But you know, that did not last very long. And that is all for this book review. I hope you enjoy and see you next time.